Chelsea, I have a fun, sad article for us to read through today.
Oh, a fun, sad one. This is a new topic.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's a better way to put it than that. This comes from ABC News, written by Julia Jacobo. I think that's how you say it. That's a good last name, Jacobo.
We've heard Jacobo before.
Oh, interesting. Okay, maybe we've used her before. Maybe she's really honed in on our style. For sure. Good for her.
Unless there's a lot of Jacobos. I remember
that.
You gotta
think it's a good last name.
Made an impression on
Yeah.
Me. Yeah.
Anyhow, this was written and posted December 6, 2024 at 12:53 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Article title.
Oh, that's recent.
Several drugs, including fentanyl, found in bottlenose dolphins in Gulf of Mexico, scientists say.
Oh, no.
Scientists have detected fentanyl and other drugs in dozens of dolphins from the Gulf of Mexico, which could have large implications on the overall health of the ocean, they say. The research began in September 2020, where marine biologists conducting a routine boating survey to monitor the dolphin population in the Gulf of Mexico came across a deceased dolphin floating in the water. Dara Orbach, an assistant professor at Texas A&M University Corpus Christi's marine biology program and co-author of the study, told ABC News. The scientists could tell that the dolphins had just died because its tail was still moving.
Oh, that's morbid.
I did not know the tail kept moving once it died. Orbach said, so they decided to tow it back to campus to study. That's really disturbing.
I mean, I guess that's like running around with a chicken with the head cut off.
But like,
I assume
that's not
they
what...
do that. That's the saying.
Well, I don't think anybody cut the dolphin's head off though.
Yeah, but
do you think that's the drugs?
Wouldn't it
do you
be
think
the
that's
same
the drugs?
Concept?
No.
I have my suspicions, but I'll hold my suspicions.
Okay.
Later.
Years later, when graduate student Michaela Ginn needed dolphin tissue samples for her research on hormones, the biologist retrieved some blubber from that dolphin to study, Orbach said.
What a weird
And the
thing
weird thing is, I'm saying Orbach said, there's no quotes, so it's, I don't know, it's kind of playing fast and loose with the rules of
Jacobo, why?
Jacobo needs no authority. The
Bleeds
researchers
too fast and too loose.
Yeah, that's just the Jacobo way. The researchers then teamed up with Texas A&M Corpus Christi biochemist Hussein Abdullah, who lent out his laboratory for the marine biologist to run an untargeted analysis to see just what was inside these tissues. I'm really curious what she was studying, if her question was, do dolphins do drugs?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I want to know a bit more.
And why did she pick that dolphin?
Yeah. Well, it's because it's easy pickings. It's dead cell.
It's dead already.
You don't even have to sit through the tail still going.
I didn't mean to laugh at that, but I can really hear your ice cubes in your turn.
Okay. An untargeted analysis involves an instrument to indicate whether there are chemicals in the tissue. Christiana Whitmack, a toxicologist at Precision Toxicological Consultancy and co-author of the paper, told ABC News. Although they were looking for hormones, thousands of compounds were generated within the analysis. Researchers were especially shocked when they selected three specific compounds they thought would be unlikely to find in dolphins. Fentanyl, a muscle relaxant and sedative, and fentanyl, a muscle relaxant and a sedative. Man, they're even... Jacobo, you gotta learn about the Oxford comma. It makes more sense.
Seriously, Jacobo.
And found that the sample tissue contained traces of all three. For her honor student undergraduate project, it's an undergraduate project? Anya Ocampos.
Why are they just testing the dolphin for the three substances they were least expecting to find in a dolphin? Like, why?
That's a good question.
It doesn't make any sense why you would do
that. I guess that's why it's an undergraduate.
Continue on.
For her honor student undergraduate project, Anya Ocampos then ran 89 dolphin samples through a mass spectrometer, 83 of which were from biopsies of live dolphins located in Laguna Madre, a shallow lagoon near Corpus Christi Bay in South Texas. Fentanyl was the most prevalent of the drugs tested, found in 24 of the samples the researchers found. That's of 83. Not only did all the dead samples test positive for at least one of the drugs, but some of them were from historic samples taken from the Mississippi Sound in 2013, which suggests that the drugs have been in the Gulf of Mexico's waterways for a long period of time, Orbach said. In addition, dolphins don't drink water, Orbach said. The marine mammal obtains the majority of its hydration from its prey. Therefore, those animals would likely also have these contaminants in their system. Well, yeah, but like, it's probably in the water, and I'm assuming that dolphins absorb things from the water, do they not?
But, yeah. I'm just trying to wrap my head around what that would imply, their findings. Like, how much fentanyl would have to be in the water for it to absorb into them?
Well, I guess they haven't said how much they found. They just say it's there.
Yeah, and like, where would it, like, why would people just be dumping fentanyl into the water? Maybe it's people flushing fentanyl down the toilet, like medication.
Yeah, that's a good point. If medication does expire, you're supposed to technically take it back to the pharmacy, but I do think people flush them.
I think so as well. But maybe Jacobo tells us.
Hopefully. Jacobo, I see our first quote, so you're approving. Quote, "So it's possible that this is a widespread and longstanding prevalent issue that simply has not been addressed," end quote, she said. If you're quoting for the first time, you can't say she. Just for those of you who are learning as we're talking. "The drugs and other contaminants could be coming from a number of places, including dermal contact or the water itself." Yeah, exactly, Whitmack said.
So do we think people who are selling fentanyl are riding the dolphins?
Potentially. We'll speculate at the end. Drugs being thrown overboard, since they are located so close to the Mexican border, agricultural runoff, or human waste could also be sources of the chemicals, Orbach said. The dolphin found in 2020 was located adjacent to Robstown County, the location of the largest liquid fentanyl drug bust in U.S. history in 2023.
Okay, that might explain it.
Quote, "This is something that we really need to monitor with time, so that we need to make sure that we're not seeing increases in fentanyl in fentanyl concentrations." I guess I have to say it because it's in the quote. End quote, Whitmack said.
I mean, how did they dispose of that liquid fentanyl?
That's a great question.
Just right into the water.
The ocean gets rid of everything.
Yeah, just washes away and then it's gone.
There have never been any studies to show that what the long-term effects of pharmaceuticals are in marine mammals, Orbach said. Although the traces found were low amounts, the water pollution is the latest in a series of stressors that marine mammals are facing. Quote, "These are animals are subjected to constant noise pollution, vessel traffic, dredging, algal bloom, oil spills, chemical spills. When you add more and more factors at some point, the animal is so susceptible that they can't respond it." End quote. Jacobo had a lot of spelling mistakes in it, but they're all within the quotation. So I don't know if it was how the person was saying it was wrong.
I love the final "it."
Yeah, they can't respond it. Anyhow, that's the end of quote, end of article.
Okay, I've been waiting to say this.
Okay.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Because dolphins are the only other animals on the earth that, like, have sex for pleasure, right?
Mm.
Did anyone think that maybe they also do drugs for pleasure?
Oh, they do.
Yeah,
I believe they use pufferfish to get high.
But also fentanyl, right?
And fentanyl. Yeah, right. The lesser known of the dolphin highs.
Yeah, that's my suspicion here.
That's my suspicion, too. They didn't seem to question any dolphins about this or take any urine samples. So I just don't know for sure.
Yeah, I guess Jacobo. Well, Jacobo wasn't doing the analysis, I guess.
No, she was just writing in the way that only Jacobos know how to.
Yeah, maybe she didn't ask the hard questions.
Yeah, but that does raise a lot of questions. Mostly, like, what research were they doing and why did they look for the things that they really didn't expect? Was that just supposed to be the control group in that situation?
Yeah.
And I would also be curious if this is just, like, a Gulf of Mexico issue or if it's, like, the entire ocean in general, if it's just your coastal cities in the U.S., like, there's a bunch of different ways you could take this.
Well, I hope this just spreads outwards and they try to find out more. Maybe it's everything in the ocean that's covered in fentanyl.
Yeah, and in any event, like, dolphins are highly communicative. So if these ones are getting high, they're probably talking to the other ones about getting high, too.
Yeah, so they all know about it because they love to gossip. Everyone knows that about dolphins.
Yeah, and in any event, we still have the orcas are maintaining their sobriety and taking down the yachts. So I don't think this concerns us too much, and it is a fun, sad story at the end of the day.
Yeah. What does this mean for the cocaine hippos?
That's a good question. They're kind of in a different area.
Has anyone tested them?
I wonder if they're full of fentanyl.
Yeah, I wonder if they're full of cocaine.
Well, I think we always kind of just assumed, didn't we?
Maybe we did, actually, now that you...
And maybe that's why they've never tested for it.
Probably, because they assume... We're testing here for things you don't assume.
Yeah.
I would think that's not there.
But it's not supposed to be there.
Okay.
But yeah, it's weird too, because like a lot of drugs do end up in the ocean because like they're run by boat. And if somebody gets busted or crashes, they just dump it into the water. But
yeah,
fentanyl's not something I don't think that's shipped by boat, because it's in such small quantities that you need it that it's pretty easy to get across any border.
Maybe it's just someone who's shipping.
Maybe they've been stuffing it in the dolphins.
Yeah, and sending them that's through, another from thing. Mexico. Or maybe they're just doing it loose and crazy, like Jacobo was writing this article, and it's just they're dropping fentanyl all over the place.
Maybe, you know what, actually, maybe the drug dealer's plans are to just fully put enough in water so that it'll get you high and then you're addicted. In all water.
How do that's you like a supervillain. It is.
You cut them off at a certain point.
Oh yeah, and then they need to buy
You take, yeah, you just stop adding it at a certain point where you're like, oh, okay, these people are all addicted.
Yeah.
I'm also wondering how you yourself avoid getting addicted.
Well, more the reason to not drink water, I think, is the lesson in this fringy mini.
I don't know. What drink do we endorse at this point? Whoever will pay us. Somebody pay us. It's not going to be water. Big water's not doing it.
No.
Maybe just drink plastic. It's yeah, we're going that way. I don't know. You guys put me on the spot here. You got 48 hours. You think of something for us to get endorsed by. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.